Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, did you and the guys have a good Thanksgiving yesterday?
For sure. It was great. And, again, early practice and had dinner at Country Kitchen, and then we had the rest of the day. It was watching football like everybody else.
All right. How do you get them to not act like all of us and overeat all day?
They probably do overeat all day. That's all right. These guys can... You know,
they burn it off quick.
I was going to say, they can burn it off quick and not a big deal.
Back to last weekend. 13 goals in a weekend is certainly rare in this day and age. You're averaging about 3.5 a game. I realize last week and, you know, the 9 against Anchorage kind of throws that average off a little bit, but do you like where your offense is right now?
Well, I do, but you're spot on when you said that, too. You know, a lot of our goals are out of four games, and, you know, take a look at the big picture and, the sample size of 16 games, and I'd rather have 3.2 goals a game than 3.5 with the majority of them being in four, if that makes sense. And, you want more consistency, and you'll take that three any day of the week, but you get that every night, and you're going to win a lot of games.
You've played more games than a lot of teams have already at 16, I think. Your total goals scored is second in the country, and Michigan is first, and they're ahead by, 13, 14 goals on you. Is it getting harder, or is it getting easier to score? Because it seems like numbers up a little bit anyway. To me.
Yeah, again, who knows? Let's talk in a couple months. But, again, I don't want to get, repetitive right here. But, again, a lot of them are in those four games right there. So we'll see. But, we've got one line rocking. Our power play's been, if your power play is hitting on all cylinders and you got a top line that's scoring every game, that sure helps that number.
Going off of more statistics, I seem to recall there being more and more penalty kills this year that we've played that are in the sevens, 70%. You sensing a trend, or are power plays just getting that good?
I think it's a combination of both. You sure can't be. I mean, I want to get in the 80s, and I think Duluth did a number on us that weekend, that's for sure. But no, you want to get into the 80s, that's for sure. And when you're in the 80s, it makes you breathe a little easier.
It's all cyclical, though, right? Power plays are going to be good for a while, and teams are going to figure stuff out, and the penalty kill's going to run for a little bit. It all kind of evens out in the wash, doesn't it?
Well, it does, but you want your penalty kill to be more consistent. I've always said that. It's a lot easier to have a more consistent penalty kill than it is a power play. And penalty kill is predicated on more structure. You got a goalie. It's just you want your penalty kill. We need to get better there. A lot of teams need to get better there. And so much of the penalty kill is just winning a faceoff, clearing a puck. And then, if you can do that, I mean, it sure helps your cause.
You mentioned your top line success. Did you see this coming?
No.
One of those three?
No, you don't. Hopefully it's, they keep it going, but you just never know when that, it gets stale too or slows down. It's just, teams are going to key on them more, especially on the road. And, what we try to do when we're out there against, top lines too, is that you got to keep it simple and you got to get pucks out. You got to get pucks deep and you got to try to make those guys play 200 feet. So there's a lot of things that play into it. And I think as time goes on, as the season goes on and they continue to have success, there's going to be those types of things against them.
There's no doubt that teams are paying attention to Adam Fluang. I think he scored in 14 or 16 games, but yet he still scores. What is it about him, his work ethic, his skill set, that it doesn't seem to matter? He's just going to score.
Right. He's feeling it right now, and I think there's a combination of a lot of things. I mean, he's got a good release. He's getting himself into spots. He's playing with a lot of confidence. His pace is so much better than it has been in the past, and I really believe we had good chemistry with Piersey and Casper.
How does Oliver's speed, Adam's strength, and Casper's, I think he's got some versatility there. How do those three things all work together?
Well, it just does. And you got to remember, Casper's got unbelievable hockey sense. He's got an unbelievable hockey mind. And Casper, I always, there's guys with pace and there's guys with puck pace, and Casper has puck pace. And I mean, he gets the puck. You watch Casper Magnuson, he never has the puck on a stick too long. He's good on the wall. He gets the puck. He moves it quick. He breaks to openings. He's a good player, boy. And I think, that's what, he does too. He's kind of a playmaker on that line.
Talked with him earlier this week, and I asked him, what he's most thankful about getting the opportunity to play here in America. And he had you know, glowing things to say about the town, the school, the rink, everything involved. He goes, I've got no complaints whatsoever. How does that buy-in help everybody else, too? Because he appears to have it.
Yeah, and I hope everybody does. You know, and again, it's, you know, you're not going to bat 1,000, but you hope that that these guys come and they have a wonderful experience, and they're getting better as a hockey player. And you know, the experience is second to none, and that's what you want for everybody. And it's hard to do, but it's nice to hear that. And you know, hopefully, again, we do things the right way here. That's kind of what we try to do.
More with Coach Cerutori when we return. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back. Part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. Tommy Gedisa-Parekh back in your lineup, first time in about a month. He's listed as your extra skater tonight. Are you easing him back in?
I don't know. Not, you know, it's just, those are just numbers, and you just put slots down, to be honest with you. I've never even thought about that. Sometimes it's just what happens. So, no, I mean, you know, we're just going to play things accordingly. Wentz runs the D, but we're just, you know, playing accordingly. We have not sat down. We have not had a plan. We have not talked about, you know, what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. I think the game will dictate that.
What has he been able to do to keep his lungs and his legs ready to go?
Well, he's been practicing for a few weeks, so, I mean, that helps.
Any updates on Max Hildebrand?
Yep, he's got the green light. So right now the plan is to play Hildy tomorrow.
Knock on wood, then you're pretty darn healthy, aren't you?
Absolutely.
What does getting Issa back do for that defensive core as a whole?
Well, it just builds depth. I mean, you know, it helps. We really like our D core. We like a lot of they got a lot of different attributes, from size to puck skills to legs. Quickness, you know, and Issa, you know, he adds that. I mean, he can break the puck out of the zone. He can beat forecheckers. You know, he can go to 0 to 60 in a hurry.
What will he do to your power play?
Well, we got, you know what, he's a good power play guy. We got a lot of good power play guys. So, you know, it brings good competition. And, you know what, he walks the line well. He sees it well. He's got a good shot. So, I mean, we got a lot of good power play defensemen right now as well. So it's good having that that kind of depth and that kind of competition.
What sorts of things jump off the screen when you're watching North Dakota this year?
Well, they're just the same North Dakota. They're deep. You know, they've got good offense. They got a really good defensive core, and they're very mobile on their defensive core. So again, same North Dakota team, just different year.
Same can be said about you. That isn't always a bad thing either. This series is important for your fans. I think it's important for their fans too. Equally, how good is it for both of these programs that this is still a mainstay?
I think it's very important.